Now, there's a bit of a treat in store for opera fans because Staircase Course Cinema Nouveau is going to be screening a quite landmark version of Porgy and Bess from next week. You'll be able to view the filmed version of the stage production, the first one in nearly 30 years by the Met Opera in New York. And, of course, this is the Gershwin classic. Everybody knows Summertime, even if they don't know a single other song from the operatic canon. That's the one they know. We're getting this filmed version really, really sort of quite hot off the heels of the production in New York. And the best thing of all is that we will get to see a South African in the cast, because at the time that they filmed the show we're going to watch, she was right there on stage. Her name is Golda Schultz. She was born in Cape Town, grew up in Bloemfontein, these days called Munich home, but really her home is anywhere opera is performed at the highest level on the world's great stages. Golda, it's wonderful to have you on the show. Welcome back to South Africa. Welcome to Cape Town.
Thank you so much, Pippa. It's a real pleasure to be back at home.
I'm sure it must be. How long have you been away, Golda?
I think I moved away from South Africa in 2009, so it's going on 11 years soon.
Wow. And how, before we dive into the story of your career, what's it like coming back? How do you find particularly our art scene in this country? Have you had a chance to sort of soak up what's happening here?
Well, I find that the actual visual art in South Africa is amazing. You know, the Tides Museum in Cape Town, down at the V&A, that's a beautiful, beautiful place to find lots of inspiration. I'm also in touch with quite a few of the singers and a lot of musical producers here in the country, and it seems like musical theatre is definitely thriving. But what was really exciting is that this weekend, Cape Town Opera is doing La Boheme, and it's a sold-out weekend at the Opera this week. So that's also an amazing thing to hear coming back and seeing that these kinds of things are still happening, and classical music has still got a home in South Africa.
And of course, we had a sold-out concert with Yo-Yo Ma playing the cello at Kirstenbosch last weekend. I mean, we are really spoiled at the moment with the quality of shows we're getting and the caliber of artists who are performing here. Golda, you not home to perform. What has brought you back to South Africa?
Just a desperate need for vitamin D and sunshine and my mother's cooking.
We can't fault you on that. All of us can relate, I think.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your background, because yours is quite an unusual path to singing at La Scala and the Met Opera, because I understand that you actually went into journalism initially. You were studying at Rhodes, doing a journalism course. How did your path veer into music?
It was quite a strange little thing. I did do classical music as a young child, but that was really the violin and the piano. Mm-hmm. When I got to university, I was desperate to do anything creative along with my journalism degree, and so I decided to just take some music lessons. And by the end of my journalism studies, you know, 2005, you find out that there aren't as many newspapers or economists or journals about what it is to be a journalist in the Fourth Estate, but there's more books about classical musicians, opera singers, a lot more CDs of operas lying all over your bedroom floor, and you just have to kind of think, I think my brain is telling me to reprioritize.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's how that came about. But I was very pleased. I finished my degree, and I'm very proud of that. And I'm very, very, very pleased that I can actually say that I'm a journalist, a journalism major and a journalism graduate from Rhodes University. And 2006 took me to UCT, where they have a great music department, and I studied with Virginia Davids, who just won the Fiesta for Opera Legend, the Opera Legend Fiesta Award last weekend. So that was really such a treat to know that my teacher is so well recognized and lauded in South Africa.
She absolutely is.
So just it's been a very interesting journey, but I think, you know, I don't think I've done too badly.
That's a bit of an understatement, and I'll explain to the audience what I mean by that in just a minute. But it's of course the leap from training at UCT and then working in Cape Town Opera for a little while. The leap from there to the level of production you perform in these days is a huge one. It took you via the famous Juilliard School. I mean, Golda, when you first started singing and realizing that actually my real passion lies with the music, not the journalism, did you imagine at that point that you would reach this level of success, that you would be studying at arguably the world's most famous music school within the next couple of years?
I actually didn't. And honestly, when I was at UCT, I didn't really know that Juilliard was a real school. So that was kind of the lack of awareness that I had about the situation. I'd honestly only heard of Juilliard from watching movies. And so you know how most things, you just assume that when it's in a movie, it's not necessarily real. And I just thought that Juilliard was this really great movie school that someone had come up with, and mm-hmm. this great name for what a classical music institution should sound like. And while I was at UCT, a friend of mine told me, oh, well, I'm going to Juilliard. And I remember being so shocked that it existed and started looking it up online. And she just said, you should come to the school. And I think that lack of awareness and that lack of basic self-critique, or even just a critique of whether or not I should even endeavor to go to places like that, I think that's also helped me a lot, because it's just kept me very humble and just taking it one step at a time. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the things that I've achieved, I don't really think I dreamed that they were possible. I didn't actually know that they were dreams that I wanted. So it's been such a... Yeah. My career and my life has been a very, very great surprise.
Golda, I mean, it's the surprise keeps on popping out, because from yeah. Juilliard, you win a place in the Young Artist Program in Germany at the Bayerische Staatsoper. 2 years there, you continue to perform with different companies in and around Germany. And in fact, you've made Munich your home, I understand. Yeah. Is that just a factor of it being close to the major companies and stages? Or is there something more about Germany and Munich in particular that you love?
I think that one of the main reasons is definitely being in Central Europe. It's an easy way to get access to other theaters, but Munich very much so is what's considered one of the best houses in Germany, and it's considered one of the best opera houses in the whole business, along with the Met, along with La Scala and Covent Garden. It's up there. The quality of musicians that they get as singers and directors and conductors, it's top notch. And the reason I say that is because that's basically kind of what I would consider to be my musical home. There are so many people in that company who have helped build me into the artist that I am, and keeping in touch with them and having that contact and calling that home is such a safe place. Even though it is such a grand stage, it's still such a safe place to do your work, and the audience there is so supportive, and the culture of classical music and acceptance of classical music is, you know, bar none. It's one of the best places, mm-hmm. I think, really.
Golda, somebody's asking on our SMS line about your name, and I'm so glad they've asked the question, because to tell us a little bit about how you came to have the name Golda, and the interesting things it's meant for what people expect of you in your career.
So the name Golda, if nobody knows, so, you know, Golda Meir was actually the first female elected head of state in any country in the world, and my mother loved this idea of such a formidable woman existing and being able to forge her own path despite what other people may say. And my mother and father have always had this belief that you should have a name you can grow into. So a name should inspire you to do great things, or to be better, or to at least attempt to be that kind of person. So I think that's where the name comes from. My mom was a big fan of hers, and just thought that this was the right name for a girl to have. And so that's the name I got.
I love it. I mean, I love the story. And how do you feel about the expectation that put on your shoulders? I mean, if you're named after that with the intent of inspiring you to greatness, I can't imagine that there would be any allowance for slacking off in your childhood, Golda.
I don't think I was really allowed to slack off, but at the same time, I do remember threatening my mother very, very early on that I was going to change my name to something ridiculous like Gigi. And she, I remember her looking at me and saying, I'd like to see you try. And when I turned 18, she asked me, so do you want to change it? And I think by 18, I had sort of grown into my name. And I just said to her, no, I think I'll stick with it. It's fine now. People have known me my whole life with it. I might as well stay with it.
I think it's got a bit more gravitas than Gigi for an opera program between you and I. Okay. Now, I mean, fast forward from Germany to the rest of the world. You had your debut at La Scala in 2017 as Susanna in The Marriage of Figaro. You had your debut at the Met Opera not long after that in The Magic Flute. I mean, there have been so many big moments. Golda, when you look back on the last couple of years, it must feel like an absolute whirlwind. What moments stand out for you? What productions? What theatres? Where were the moments where you caught your breath and went, I can't believe I'm here?
I think what the biggest moment for me was in 2015, when I was standing at the Salzburg Music Festival, one of the biggest music festivals for classical music in the whole world. Every tourist, every musician descends upon Salzburg, and there I was singing with, you know, arguably one of the best conductors of Strauss and some of the best singers of Strauss music, and I was singing on this stage where I'd only heard of other legends like Leontine Price stepping on that stage to sing in opera, and Franco Corelli, and all these wonderful singers from the heyday of opera. And there I was, little Golda Schultz from, you know, nowhere, South Africa. And I was standing on the stage, and I was being taken seriously as a musician, and I was being treated not as a student, not as someone with potential anymore, but I was being treated as a professional, a colleague. And I think that 2015 was where I realized I am no longer a young person with potential. I am now a young colleague to some of the best singers, musicians, conductors, directors in the world, and they are looking to me to have an opinion, to have something to add to the conversation, and I'd better step up and do that. And I think that's usually when I have my moments of whoa and big-eyed moments, is when people treat me better than I think I should be treated without me needing to ask for it. They just treat me, when people have treated me with respect and expected me to step up to the plate and be worthy of the respect I'm being given, and that has been some of the best moments. And then, I mean, standing on the La Scala stage, what can be better than that? I mean, Maria Callas made her career on that stage, and, you know, getting to sing in what is arguably the homeland of opera, singing in Italy, I don't think you can ask for better. And, you know, in 2000, that's another thing that stands out in my mind. And then also getting to stand at the Vienna State Opera in 2018 and standing on that stage where Mimi Kurze was basically the queen of the Vienna State Opera for so many years, and getting to be another South African and stand there, and, you know, the same place that Johan Buerta had made his career. It's just such a privilege to know that I'm standing in a line of legacy, and I think that's also another time when I'm really just gobsmacked by what's happening in my career. Getting to do these things and be in the places and stand in the same dressing rooms that people I've idolized and respected for so many years have been, and have also probably had the same kind of worries and nervousness that I have. And knowing that we're all connected because we're all having such a human experience, even though it's happening on such grand, grand stages.
You've given me goosebumps listening to you, Golda. I mean, I love that you see the young fledgling singer who would once have been there in the young Maria Callas and the like, that you recognize that road to stardom and international fame starts in the same place with the same anxiety and fears. How do you try and sort of impart that to younger singers coming up behind you?
I definitely do, and I do my best to make myself available to young musicians and singers who want to be in the business and want to know what's going on. Last week I was at Cape Town Opera, and I did a workshop with the young singers there. And when I do these things, I try not to call them masterclasses. I call them workshops where we can workshop through scenarios, and we talk very openly, very candidly about what the business is like. And, you know, I tell people very, very straightforward, the road is not easy, especially if you come from South Africa. There are a lot of assumptions that people make about us from South Africa, being from Africa, and having to counteract that with your intelligence, with your charm, with all the weapons at your disposal, so to speak, other than being frustrated, because frustration is not going to get us anywhere. Frustration is only going to hinder your own development. But if you can use your charm and your wit and your intelligence and your musicianship, you can win the day. So that's what I try to impart to people and to my younger colleagues, you know. But it's still nice to think that some of my younger colleagues think that I'm exactly the same age as them, which means that my immaturity level has remained the same.
Either that or your sunscreen's been very good.
Yes.
Golda, we're gonna get a glimpse in about a week's time of the Porgy and Bess, the film version of the stage production by the Met. I understand you got to sing the part of Clara, which means you got to sing Summertime, and the reviews were absolutely fantastic. Let me just read one review that I saw while researching this morning. A critic wrote that Schultz's golden soprano radiated in Summertime. Every phrase smoothly connected and simply a joy to luxuriate in. Her final reprisal was the polar opposite. The voice poured out its limits with accentuated phrases that express Clara's sense of pain and loss. What a role to be able to play. What a piece to be able to sing. What was the experience like for you?
It was so thrilling to be on that, to be on the Metropolitan stage, you know, with a group of singers of color, a lot of my colleagues, they hadn't even had their debut at the Met until this opera. Mm-hmm. And one of my colleagues Arthur Woodley, and he played the lawyer Fraser, and in his 60s this man is having his Metropolitan Opera debut. And just being a part of that kind of legacy of people of color having their story told by them with respect, with no caricatures being made, with so much fanfare about it, that was, I just cannot describe to you how special it was to stand on that stage and to be in those moments before every curtain went up. We would all stand on stage, come together, praise each other for the work that we were about to do, and just charge forth with all the joy and passion in our hearts through that show. That sometimes people think, oh my gosh, it's like 4 hours long, how am I going to sit through it? But there's not a moment in that opera where you are not filled with the joy, with the passion, and the verve for life that every person on that stage is embodying. So what was it like for me? Absolutely thrilling, a true privilege, because I know how important that story is to African Americans, and to be one of the few people of color who is not an African American being given the opportunity to tell that story with them. I took that job so respectfully, with so much humility, and I just tried my very, very best to tell the story as true to what it should be as I possibly could. So there's a lot of pressure on your shoulders, but it's also pressure that it's weight you carry gladly, because you know how important it is to carry it with a strong back and with your spine straight and your chest out.
It sounds like you've carried it with spine straight, chest out, passion pouring out of you, Golda. Can't wait to see the movie version, which opens at Cinema Nouveau screens next week, the 22nd of February. For those who want to make a booking, you can already book online via StairKinnick or Cinema Nouveau. It's lovely to have you back in the country, Golda. I know you're heading back to, I think it's Vienna next for Tirando, yes, if I'm not mistaken. So enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy your mom's cooking while you're home. Our very best wishes go back with you as you head back to Europe.
Thank you so very much, Pippa. This has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
It's been a thrill for us as well. Golda Schultz, lovely to have you on the show this afternoon. Opera singer, born in Cape Town, now calling the greatest opera stages of the world her home, and it sounds like she certainly truly belongs there.